each and every day we have the wonderful schus of entering our beautiful yeshiva, of participating in a quite meaningful tefillah, to be able to be part of a vibrant Beis Medrash, to be surrounded by exemplary Rebbeim, to hear beautiful shiurim in the afternoon for most of you, to be able to receive a top-notch education, the tools in order to succeed in every facet of life, to return to what Bezras Hashem will be an even more robust and vibrant night seder. And when we do this day in and day out, it's only natural that we take these things for granted. When something happens once in a while, we realize that this is something special. But when you do this constantly, and when this is the bar and you're surrounded by such chaverim and such rebbeim, it's easy to think that somehow this is routine and this is natural and not the result of immense effort and hishtablus. And it behooves each of us on a regular basis, but certainly at a time of the yahrzeit, to take a step back and to acknowledge the vision and the visionary that made all of this possible. And that for us certainly is Rabbi Dr. Bernard Lander, who selflessly toiled to build such incredible mostos that we are the beneficiaries of each and every day. And to have that legacy perpetuated by our Rosh Yeshiva, or Rav Lander Shlita, is something that we cannot take for granted. You come and you sit and you succeed, but realize that there is immense effort, philos and hishtadlos, to see to it that you can reach your potential. I would tell you that after today's shiur, I won't obligate you, but it's appropriate to go over to Rosh Yeshiva and simply say thank you. Thank you for all those efforts. Thank you for what his father did for all of us. Myself, all of us, and all of you are the fruits of his selfless efforts. Last night there was a beautiful siyum, a beautiful tribute commemorating the yahrzeit. And just to hear stories and glimpse perspective of history, how almost yesh miayin, with siyata deshmaya, what was built is inspiring, and it's a life's lesson for all of us. It's a great sense, a great schus to be part of our yeshiva, and a personal schus to call on the Rosh HaYeshiva of Lander to be able to deliver shir and divrei hisorus and a tribute to the legacy of his father, Zichrono Livracha.
Thank you very much, Shira. That's actually to for your warm words of introduction. My father's first yahrzeit, Alav Shalom, I came to the Central Talmud, and I decided that it would be fitting that on the day of his yahrzeit to be Magdish Ashir in this Beis Medrash, Lili Nishmasa. Needless to say, the Beis Central Talmud, Lander College for Men, had a special place in my father's heart. In you, my father's hopes resided. My father saw this as the vehicle to produce the rabbinic and lay leadership for Klal Yisrael for the next generation. And Baruch Hashem, we have seen the fruits of this vision come to life. So I think that it is most appropriate that in this Makom Torah that bears his name, I should speak in Yonah D'Yoma, Lili Nishmasam. What is in Yonah D'Yoma? I understand you just recently began the second parak. So let's look, let's pay attention to the Gemara and Chaf Aleph on the base. Does everybody have a Gemara Pesach in front?
Aye, aye.
Pesachim, Chaf Alva Mevez states, Lo Yasid Botana Kirayim, that 10 lines down, Pshita, Lo Srichel Rabbi Yehuda, Domar Ein Bia Chomitz Ala Srefa. Salkadai Tachamina, Hoel of Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Mitzvasa Besrefa, Bahadi Tikasorif Lei, Lesani Minei. Since Rabbi Yehuda holds that the proper method of Tashvisu is through Sreifa, so therefore it would be mutter to be nene even while it is being consumed. Kamash Mulan, that no, that it is only mutter to be nene after the Sreifa, after it becomes Eifer, but not during the process by which it becomes Eifer. Tosus al Asar, the Ramas Bahadi Kasarfle Lasani Minei, calls our attention to the Gemara in Tumura to explain the uniqueness of Rabbi Yehuda. Mishum de Rabbi Yehuda Doma Chomes Besreifa Afro Mutter. The Tanya Perek Basu de Tumura call on the Srofim Afro Mutter. Ukasal Kedaitach Bahadi de Kasarif Le Lesani Minei. Avala Rabbonon de Eim Mitzvoso Besreifa. Vahave Mina Nekborim. The Arminu Perek Basu to Tmura Afron Osir, Upshita Lididhu, the Kavahadi this Ksarif Le also Lehanos Mimen. Zoktos. That there's a Machokas of Yudin Chachom, we know where the Tajbisu is the Dafka, the Mishnah says in the beginning of the second Perek, Sreifa, that's the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. And the Chachom say, no, Mefar Vizor the Ruach, you convert the chametz into crumbs and throw it into the wind. That is also a vehicle of tashbisa. And the Mishnah Tumura says, well, we know that there are two categories of Isuri Hana. There's one category, Minan Nisrofim. Minan Nisrofim means that these Isuri Hana are required al pidin to be burned. And there's another category of Yisuri Hana, that the Torah is not Mechayim Sreifa, but rather we perform Kavura. We bury them, not because we have to bury them, but we bury them in order that they should not provide a Takala, lest someone be Nene. And the Gemara says at the end of Tumura, the last Omud, in fact, that a Nafkamina between the Yisuri Hana that are enumerated amongst the Nisrofim and the Yisuri Hana that are enumerated amongst Minan Nikbarim is whether if you burn it, is the Eifer or the ashes Mutter and Hananat. And Tosfos is Masbir in Tumura. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Lamosha, that Chametz requires Sreifa. So therefore, Chametz is appropriately mentioned in the Mishnah in Tumura as Min HaNisrofim. And if you burn it, you are Mekayim a mitzvah of Tashbisa. And the din of Nasik's mitzvah cancels the Isra Hana, and now it's Mutav Hana. Through the principle of Nasik's mitzvah, the mitzvah was done. There was Sreifa done. But however, according to the Chacham, the Chomets bePesach is not Min HaNisrofim, but rather is Min HaNikborim. There is no particular mitzvah per se in Kavura. So therefore, the halacha is that there would be no application of Maaseh Mitzvaso, and even if you burn the Chomets, according to the Chachamim, Afronos. So Tosfos says, and again I'm explaining to Lefit Pashtus, we'll see at the end of this year, it gets a little more complicated. But Tosfos is saying, Lefit Pashtus, that according to Chachamim, if you burn the Chametz, there's no din of Maaseh Mitzvaso, it doesn't require Sreifa. And therefore, Chametz is not Minan Nisrofim, it's Minan Nikborim. That's the proper classification. And as such, the chametz is always also about now, even if you burn it. Masha'en came, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that chametz requires sreifa. And that's why the Gemara in Tumurah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, chametz bePesach is mentioned in the Mishnah in Tumurah as min ha-nisrafim, chametz bePesach min ha-nisrafim. If you burn chametz, then we apply the principle of nasis mitzvaso, and it is mutar b'halacha. The Meila, Tosas Mazbe, that the Gemara here in Pesachu Chaf Aleph and Beis says that we would ever have a mikra. That vibal, that the end product, when it becomes efer, it's mutar b'halacha, maybe even during the process by which it becomes efer, it is also mutar b'halacha, k'mashma, no. Only after it becomes efer. So far, so good. No question. However, Rashi, Shita, in this context, is incredibly difficult. Because there's an important machlokas Rashi in Tosfos, on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, which defines the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So let's turn our attention to Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says that during the fifth hour, that on Truma is also Vachila, Truma Tolim, of Truma of Chametz. And the Gemara says, well, the reason is because of Gzeira, that you may get confused with the hours and may get a Tolz. So therefore, the Rabbanan says, according to Rava, that you're not allowed to eat Chametz in the fifth hour either, even of Truma. That's one opinion. In the Gemara. But Rava says, if you took up the Gemara and you're based on Beis, Rava Omar, about 15 lines before it comes wide, Rava says a different pshat. Rava Omar lav hainu time to Rabbi Yehuda. Ela Rabbi Yehuda time. The reason Rabbi Yehuda says is also in the fifth hour, the Omar ain't beer chomis el esreifa. Vayahiv nulei Rabbanon shah achas lukut ba'etzim. Says Rava, that Rabbi Yehuda is motivated by a different reason. That Rabbi Yehuda maintains that Bir Chametz requires Sreifa. And therefore, we want to motivate the person, we want to find Eitzim to burn the Chametz. And therefore, it's also Bachil in the fifth hour. Let's look at Rashi inside. The first wide line. V'hai dekam atolim kol chomesh Rabbi Yehuda atayimim. Dama bidach pirkin, quotes our mission in the second parak, ain bir chomis al esreifa. Hilkach, also rabbonim b'achiloso, kidei sheyeh lo pnai lukot eitz, lakit eitzim, bentayim. V'isharis leko chomish, if chomish would be muta b'achil in the fifth hour, ain on iskar, he'll forget about sreifa. Aval achshav the tolile rome anavshe umitka lelake. He will remember that this is the time to go ahead and gather the wood, prepare the fire, in order to mekayim tashbisu. So therefore, in order to focus the mind of the Jew to burn chametz, the Rabbanan says, we can eat it in the fifth hour. It's time to burn the chametz. Esri Ravina L'Rava Amar Rav Yehuda Emasai Shalom B'Shas B'Yura Av B'Shas B'Yura Ashbos Asa B'Chol Dova. Rav Yehuda only requires Sreifa Shalom B'Shas B'Yura Av B'Shas B'Yura Ashbos Asa B'Chol Dova. Let's look at Rashi. Third wide line. Emasai Ani Omer Ein Bi'a Chomis El Sreifa Shalom b'shas b'yuro b'tchila sheish b'chol sheish. Da'akati midarais ha'shari. When did Rabbi Yehuda say ain b'yuro chomis al esreifa? When the midarais of the chomis is still mutter. Al b'shas b'yuro b'sheva in the seventh hour of the day shu'u muzlim in ha'torah that the chiyu tashbisu kicks in ashbososo b'chol dover. Then Rabbi Yehuda is motivated to the Chacham that you could be mekayim tashbisu b'chol dover.
even if ours don't work. The Torah Zeloma. So why are we going to ask the first to Avin on Rava? Why are we going to ask the Chometz in the fifth hour? So he's going to focus his attention to gather the wood. Torah Zeloma. Im ein lo eitzim, if he doesn't have eitzim, nu. Yamtin ha-shaz biro. V'yash b'sen b'chol tova. Nishka pelech. No problem. Let him wait to the seventh hour, and then you don't have to go through the hardship of preparing a fire or finding a neighbor that has a garbage can with a fire. Then you can be a fire with a ruach and flush it down. Rashi's saying, Tosfos argues over here immediately. Rashi's saying, Gavaltik. That Rabbi Yehuda Shita of Ein Biachomitz Ela Sreifa is only Kodem Zmani Surah, before the seventh hour. But from the seventh hour, Rabbi Yehuda is molded to the Chachamim Hashbasasa B'chotav, even if I was home. So let me ask you a simple question. The Mishnah says in Tumurah, Chomets B'Pesach, Chomets B'Pesach, listen closely, Chomets B'Pesach is Min Anisrof. And the Gemara says, Alamadal Ramadalf in Tumura, Chomets B'Pesach min ha-Nisrofim, Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar ain bi chomets el asrif. The Torah said a little more than Yitzchak. I don't understand. Rashi learns that Rabbi Yehuda Shita Srefa is only Kodem Pesach. Not only Kodem Pesach, only in the morning. Only in the morning. But after the seventh hour, Rabbi Yehuda is moted the Chacham Mashpasos of the Chalbov. So why does the Gemara say that Chometz on Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is labeled as Min HaNisrofim? Not true. Tosfos says, Taka, that Shelo B'Shas Biuro, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to burn it, means Shelo B'Shas Biuro, means after the seventh hour. After the seventh hour, we have to do an act of Sreifa. And Tosfos, we learn Chometz for Pesach from Nosa. Nosa, you burn it after it becomes Nosa. Chometz, you burn it after it becomes Chometz, after the seventh hour. Tosfos is very good. But Rashi's Pumperket. Rashi says that the din of Ein Bir Chometz El Sreifa is only before Pesach, Golden Pesach. After that, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim make peace with each other. Rabbi Yehuda is molded. So how can the Mishnah Tumura call Chometz for Pesach min ha-Nisrofim? It's a plea at Suma. Anybody have any ideas? You share my anguish. That's already a chatzin nechol. Baruch Hashem. There's someone else who's shared my anguish. The Miri. The Miri on Daf Yud Beis asks this question. But the Miri doesn't completely mollify. Let's look at the Miri inside. The Miri asks two kashas on Rashi. First, he asks for Ma'a Gemara, Chafala from a Beis. Because the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chometz of Pesach, you're burning, and therefore we'd have a Avmin that you could be Nene from the Tanuki Ryan. So he says, well, that's not such a kasha, because maybe the Gemara was talking about Kodem Zman Yisrael. Shalom Neim Hashem Ovez Zmano El B'Shos Drabono. The Mishnah says Ovez Zmano. It means Shos Drabono, but it means before the seventh hour. That's how the Miri deals with Agama. Of his mano, also ban also, it means that is within the period of time, which is also midrabanan, but the issur d'oraisa is not yet kicking. He says, how about with the mission in Tumura? The chen hikshu mashik hasamnu b'nisechas Tumura, shemono b'chlal ha-nisrofim chomit v'pesach.
Loshon chomitz bepesach. Remember, I emphasized before, chomitz bepesach is mashma that we're talking about on Pesach itself. And nevertheless, that's called minan nisrofim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Can't wiggle out of it and say that's talking about Shavuot Rabbanon. It says chomitz bepesach. So the Meiri gives the following tips. Zok the Meiri that Rabbi Yehuda says, Eimasi ani omer she'im biru el besreifa kodem zman yisur. Aval la'acha zman yisuro v'lo motzo eitzim ashpo soso b'chol ma she'yuchal. Nimtza lomad she'af la'acha zman yisuro im yesh lo eitzim biru el besreifa. So the Meiri qualifies Rashi and Daf Yud Beis. And he says, Kodem Zman Yisuro, there's only one possibility, and that is Sreifa. Ein Bichom Mitzelos. La'acha Zman Yisuro, Tashbisu now becomes more complicated. Tashbisu, there's a hierarchy. There's a Lechatchilo, and there's a B'diyat. Lechatchilo, if you have Eitzim, you should still burn it. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda counts Chomitz as Minan Nisrofim. Because Lechatchilo, Mosa Eitzim, Minan Nisrofim. But what the Gemara says, Ashbasos B'chol Dovar, B'shas B'yurul, all means if you don't have Eitzim, you could be Mekayim Tashbisu. Don't talk about B'yurul, 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 but the Kiyim Tashbisu could be B'chol Dovar. So this to me, I see the Meiri is grappling with this question, but the answer doesn't satisfy me. There's a switch between Kodem Zman Yisuro and La'acha Zman Yisuro. Kodem Zman Yisuro, we're very, very stringent in terms of Tashbisu. La'acha Zman Yisuro, then we become more generous. What does Tashbisu mean? But furthermore, what is the difference between Motza Eitzim and Lo Motza Eitzim? Is the question lechatchilim b'di'eved la'achaz zman yisuro? Then lechatchila, yes, tashbisu should be ayidei sreifa. But b'di'eved, you can be mekayim tashbisu b'chol dover. If lo motza eitzim hashbasu b'chol dover, do you have any kind of parallel to this? That if you can do it lechatchila, fine. If you can have all dalet minim, that's good. B'di'eved, if you only have a little of an esrid, that's what can you do? What is a mitzvah? Is a mitzvah sreifa? Is a mitzvah b'far zor l'ruach? How do you define tashbisu? What does it mean? That l'mote eitzim, then is dafka sreifa. Lo mote eitzim, then Rabbi Yehuda's modash, v'sos v'chol dover. And Rashi says, torch zaloma. I can wait till afterwards. I'm Mekayim Tashbisu. But you're not going to be Mekayim Tashbisu L'chatchila. To explain Rashi, I want to discuss, seems to be a little bit of a detour, but I think it's very relevant to our whole discussion. And that is the famous question that the Minchas Chinuch popularized of what is the essence of the Mitzvah Tashbisu. I'm sure all of you know, anybody who learns Plachim must know this Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch declares, is it the Mitzvah Tashbisu B'kum Va'asei? Was the mitzvah b'tashbisu niskayim b'shev al pasa, that means by virtue of the fact that I don't have chametz. That is a mitzvah tashbisu. Different than Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says the shaila is whether the kiyum asei or isa asei. The Minchas Chinuch says avada. There's a kiyum asei tashbisu. I'm a kiyum a mitzvah. But how about my kiyum a mitzvah? Am I kiyum a mitzvah because I did an act of hashbasa? Or am I kiyum tashbisu simply through the fact that I don't have chametz, I'm chametz free. And there are three more perhaps nafkaminas that the Milchas Chinuch matziah. One nafkamina would be simply, I bought a new house. I don't have any chametz. Is there a mitzvah for me to bring in chametz so I should destroy it? If the mitzvah tashbisu is become vaseh, then yes, that's what you should do. You should bring in bread and then burn it. If the mitzvah tashbisu is miskayim b'shev al tasa, so then I'm mekayim tashbisu. It's a bonus. I bought a house, there's no chametz, I'm mekayim the mitzvah tashbisu. The second nafkamina, if someone goes ahead and burns my chametz, someone who's chotei for mitzvah for me has to pay me, asar zuluvim. Someone who burns my chametz, is he chayv to pay me, asar zuluvim? If the mitzvah tashbisu becomes, I say yes, now I'm not going to be mekayim tashbisu, he's burning my chametz. But if the mitzvah tashbisu miskayim b'shev al tasa, give me a shakach, I was mekayim the mitzvah, and he did the tircha. The third nafkamina that Michas Chinuch offers is whether noshim are obligated in the mitzvah tashbisa. If the mitzvah is bekumbasei, so then mitzvah kumbasei should be subject to the parameters of mitzvah tashbisa groma that noshim up to. Masha enkein, if the mitzvah tashbisa is miskayim b'shev al tasa, so the Michas Chinuch suggests that noshim also will be obligated in that mitzvah, and that's the pshat in the chinuch that says that noshim achayavos in the mitzvah tashbisa. The Michas Chinuch says that this chakira is the basis of the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, where the bittul is the key of tashbisa. Rashi says on Dalet Amud Beis that bittul is the key of tashbisa, and Tosfos argues. Tosfos has a good taina against Rashi. How could you say bittul is the key of tashbisa? The Gemara says that tashbisa is only chal after the 6 hour. Ach cholak. Ach v'yom arisha tashbisu. The zman of tashbisu is after the 6 hour. Can you do bittul after the 6 hour? No. Kishuri ano, you can't be mevatel. Not a bishuso. So when are you mevatel chametz? 10 o'clock in the morning. When is the mitzvah tashbisu? After the 6 hour. So there is no convergence between the bittul and the key tashbisu. The ma'aser tashbisu is only the Torah's mechayev in the afternoon. The bittul is done in the morning. How could bittul be a key tashbisu? Says the Minchas Chinuch, no, this is my chakira. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos holds tashbisu is a ma'aser hashbasa. So Tosfos' time is a good time. From his perspective, the ma'aser hashbasa is only in the afternoon. Bittul is in the morning. How could bittul be a kima of tashbisu? Mashenkin Rashi learns that the mitzvah of tashbisu is a mitzvah which is miskayemes b'shei v'al tasa. The fact that I don't have chametz is a kima tashbisu. So I'm about to chametz in the morning. So come the 7th hour, I don't have chametz. All chametz is afedara. I converted the chametz into afedara with my declaration of bittul. So I'm miskayim tashbisu, because there's a mitzius of a non-chometz through bittul. Therefore, it's a mitzvah miskayim for shev al tasa and yikayim tashbisu. Advaram atik. Vektim minchas chinuch hakash. It says, Rashi holds that the ganze din of Rabbi Yehuda, we saw in Daf Yud Beis on the base, of ein bir chometz al esreifa in the morning. Called them zmanis. What difference does it make whether I burn it, I destroy it, other methods, I flush it down the toilet? What difference does it make? If tashbisu, according to Rashi, it's a mitzvah which is miskayemes b'shev al tasa, so the mitzvah I receive credit for, that when the 7th hour arrives, I don't have chametz. How I got rid of the chametz? Whether I bought a new house, whether I burned it, whether I was mefaris or the ruach, should all be irrelevant. Because when the 7th hour arrives, I don't have chametz. So how can we understand the shita or Rashi that the halach of ein bir chametz el esrei for Rabbi Yehuda's shita was said, call them to mani suru, how does that stem with the Rashi's conceptualization of the mitzvah tashmiz? Zokta minchas chinuch, b'neinach. The din of Sreifa or Rabbi Yehuda is not based on tashbisa. learn the Mishnah. Ain't the chum mitzvah l'sreifa? It's not tashbis. Nothing to do with tashbis. Gemara says on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis that Rabbi Yehuda learns from Nosa that it's a suri hanah, which is the baal tosinu. You have to burn. That's the essence of Nosa. And from Nosa, we infer that chametz also requires reif. In other words, Milchas Chinuch says there are two parshas. There's a parsha tashbisu, and there's a parsha b'sinu hanah slash Nosa. The parsha tashbisu, according to Rashi, is miskayim b'shei v'alcha. And it doesn't make a difference how he got rid of the chametz. Whether the chametz is b'sreifa, whether you bought a new home, mefarav zol l'ruach hamikayim tashbisu. Sreifa, says the Milchas Chinuch, is only required because of the din of Nosa. It's a suri hanah dekadesh. It's not a tashbisu. It's not a chametz issue. It's suri hanah. In the model of Nosa requires it. So therefore, the whole din of Chametz B'Pesach that requires Reifa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's a chiddush. And other Achronim run with it. Take a look at Rabbi Shlomo Hayman and others. That the din of Chametz B'Pesach that requires Reifa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not based on Teshuvah. I have a problem with the Milchas Chinuch. Sure. Let's return to the Gemara Daf Yud Beis on the base. Rashi says, Shalom Bishas Biro, the third wide line. B'tchila Sheish. B'chol Sheish Dagati Midaraisa Shari. Al Bishas Biro. The Sheva, who is Muslim in the Torah, Ashbasos l'chol dova. But in the seventh hour, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can mekayim tashbisu in any which way. V'tarch zeloma. Why are we going to go ahead and matriach him to find Eitzim? Im ein lo Eitzim, yamtin ashas biuro. Let him wait until the shas biuro. V'yashbi senim b'chol dova. So he won't burn it. I'll be in front of the Ruach. I don't understand. According to the Milchas Chinuch, that Sreifa is required as Dinei Yisuri Hanah, and Nihi, that there's no Dinei Tashbisu that's Mechayi Sreifa. But there's a separate Din of Nosar, Yisuri Hanah, that's Mechayi Sreifa. Why does the Gemara say that Rav Yehuda flippantly would dismiss the need of being gathering wood? Big deal! The Gemara says, Rashi says, Tarach Zaloma. You won't gather the wood. You can be Mekayim Tashbisu to Choltover after the seventh hour. Oh, but there's a din of Nosar. There's a din of Sreifa. There's a Chayim Din Yisuri Anoh that you're going to be Mevatel. Why aren't we concerned with that? How can Rashi simply dismiss the chiyuv sreifa misad nosa? The torah is a lama. What are you, what's the downside? So you don't burn it? Wait! We're going to ask the chametz v'achil in the fifth hour in order to motivate you to gather wood to prepare a fire? Why? Just wait a few more hours. Okay. But there's a chiyuv sreifa misad nosa. So just munchas chiyuv. And the chiyus reifa misa nosa should require sreifa. And if it does require sreifa, so then why isn't Rabbi Yehuda concerned about the preparation of the fire? And if he is concerned, wouldn't that justify why he's also b'achil in the fifth hour? So a person should focus on this charge, on this chiyuv, to burn chametz misa nosa. Machmas is kasha. I'd like to suggest a different shot. To answer the Milchas Chinuch's kasha and to explain the Shita Samir. The Ran in the beginning of Psachim, points out that Tashvisu is a kind of curious word. The Torah doesn't say Tavaru. It doesn't refer to actual physical destruction. But it says Tashvisu. And therefore, even Bittul is a form of Tashvisu because the Torah doesn't insist upon Biur Mamash. But I think that a Mikra Yotim de Pshuto, that there are really two human within Tashvisu. And that's implicit in the choice of the word Tashvisu that the Ribbono Shel Olam selected. One mitzvah, one aspect of Tashvisu is a destruction of the chesed. And it should not be chametz anymore. And second is a maisa hashvas. Tashvisu. There's one in terms of the kiyuma mitzvah, b'shev al tase, I don't have chametz. Stakam mitzvah, miskayemes me'atzma, I don't have chametz. And another mitzvah, a tashbisu, another form of tashbisu, is when you perform a ma'aseh hashpasa. And the time frames for these two mitzvahs are different. As we already hinted. The time frame for the mitzvah, which is miskayemes b'shev al taseh, because there's a kilu yachefsa, because there's a destruction of the chefetz, that is b'kodem zman yisur. But la'acha zman yisuro is another aspect that we can call upon, the maisa hashpas. You understand very well that there is no kiyum of a maisa hashbasa called them zman yisuro. That's not the zman of tashbisu. There's no purpose, there's no maila in terms of a maisa mitzvah of tashbisu. Now, there's no maila of a maisa tashbisu before the sixth hour. But tashbisu then is significant in terms of destroying the chepetz, so that when the seventh hour arrives, then the chametz will be destroyed. And the mitzvah will be miskayemes b'shev al tas. Come the seventh hour, there's another dukud. There's another aspect to tashmisa. That there's a kiyum in terms of the maisa hashbasa itself. That inaugurates the zman of the maisa mitzvah of tashmisa. Chefsa gav. There's tashvisu misad chefsa, that the chefsa is mushmos. And then there's a kiyum of tashvisu misad the gavra. There's a maisa tashvisu. Kodim zman yisuro, tashvisu is measured in terms of the chefsa. Not in terms of the maisa, there is no zman tashvisu. It's not the zman of mitzvah. The pool of sagavra is insignificant. But the chefsa could be mushmos. Ach azman yisuro, the Torah says, ach b'yom harishon tashbisu. Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu is a maisa. Tashbisu means to destroy. It doesn't say tavaru. You can mekayim al yedei bitul, you can mekayim when the chefs is mushbos. It's a mitzvah miskayem, it's a shev al pasa. But there's also a mikra yosmi de pshuto, there's a mitzvah and a maisa hashbasa, but that zman is only la'acha zman yisuro, only b'shas b'yom. What we learned from Nosar is that the chefetz of Yisuri Hanoh is only considered to be mushbos through Yisraeli, not before resolving. The chayfetz is only destroyed. There's only kilu yachayfetz. This right. And if you want to be mekayim the mitzvah tashvisu, not nosa, tashvisu. If you want to be mekayim tashvisu, that the mitzvah is kayem sheishem tatasa, the chesed is mushvos. We learn from nosa that mushvos means dafke eifet. Dafke eifet. That's called the mitzvah. But la'achaz man yisuro, the Torah says, ma'isa hashbasa is also kiddush hashem. That ma'isa hashbasa, the Torah says, we don't have the same yardstick. We measure it differently. La'achaz man yisuro, Rabbi Yehuda's mother, you could be mekayin tashbisu through the ma'isa hashbasa. And a ma'isa hashbasa is sufficient, the fire is on. We'll return now to Rashi, a few days on base. So now we can understand Rashi and we're not won't be constrained by the question that I asked on the Mechaskel. Let's return to Rashi on your base on base, Shalom B'Shas Biru. Zok to Rashi. Shalom B'Shas Biru B'Tchul HaShem. So Chol HaShem, Zakati Midarayt HaShem. Al B'Shas Biru B'Shem, Shul Muzo Ben HaTor HaShem HaSos B'Chol Dova, HaShem HaSos B'Chol Dova, Zakim Tashbizu B'Chol Dova. V'torach zaloma, what do I care? Is it so necessary that I'm mekayim tashbisu misad the chefsa, that I have to burn it before Pesach, before this man yisuro? Emein lo eitim yamtim hashas biro, v'yashbisenu b'chol tova, al mekayim tashbisu al samaisa hashbasa. The Torah says that after this man yisuro, you could be mekayim tashbisu as long as you do an act of destruction. Mefar zol ruch zosa. It's also a ma'isa hashbasa. Is it Eifer? No. But it is a ma'isa hashbasa. Kainim advarim. So then we can understand what the Meiri is saying. The Meiri is saying that kodem zman yisuro, there's only one option. Because kodem zman yisuro, there is no zman for the ma'isa hashbasa. That is That is not the Zman. The only significance of Tashbisu is to render the Chefsa into a Chefsa which is Mushmas. There's only one possible. Sreifa. Ein Biachol Nisar Sreifa. That we learn from Nosar. Nosar is not a separate Chiyuv. Nosar is simply a Gilui. What's the Shir of Hashbasa Sachefet? That's Sreifa. Eifet. But La'achaz Man Yisuro. The Miri says there are two ways of Mekayim Tashbisu. There's Taka Lechatrilo and there's Taka B'dieved. Lechatrilo B'dieved, the mitzvah? Yes. Because Tashbisu has two meanings. Tashbisu has a meaning inside the Chefsa being Mushbos, and Tashbisu has a meaning inside the Pula Sashbos. If you have Eitzim, if it's a Motza Eitzim, so then, not only do Hashbos inside the Gavra, but also destroy the chefs misad asma. Burn it. Then the chefes will be mushbas. But long motza eitzim, you can still be mekayim tashbisu, albeit in an inferior manner. Even though the chefes is not mushbas, but I'll call upon him, the gavra is doing a maisa hashbasa. Mefarizol ruach frat is a maisa hashbasa. And that can be done even al yidei mefarizol ruach. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. So Al Kain, the Biri says, the original question on Rashi from the Mishnah in Temurah and the Gemara thereafter is no longer a question. Avada, Rabbi Yehuda holds there's a din of Nasis Mitzvoso. But the din, hear this closely, the din of Nasis Mitzvoso is only a din if the Chefsa is torn Sreifa. If the Chefsa requires Sreifa, then we apply the din of Nasis Mitzvoso, and then we halacha is that the Chefsa is now lifted from the Isra'ana. So if you do Sreifa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rashi, even L'achazman Yisuro, even Tov Pesach, been on this rafa. Afram mutum. Nasis mitzvasa. There's a kiyum of ashbasa, not only misad the gavra, but there's a kiyum of ashbasa also misad the chesa. And since the nasis mitzvasa, so the meila of the halacha is that's mutabana. If you do tashbisu, the fire is all the ruach. There's a kiyum tashbisu misad the gavra, but we won't apply the din asas. The din asas mitzvah doesn't apply simply because the gav was makayim his mitzvah. It doesn't relate to the chefza. I'm yachis to the chefza. The chefza is not mushbas. You makayim tajvisa, you did a ma'asaj basa. Yesh koyach. But the chefza is not mushbas. So mele the din asas mitzvah doesn't apply. That's what the Gemara and Tavur is saying. Even according to Rashi, Kodim's manisurot, there's only one understanding of Tashbis. It's at the chefza. Therefore, it's dafke b'sreifa. La'achaz manisurot, there are two paths to Tashbis. One is to destroy the chefza, and one is to perform a ma'asah. Destroying the chefza is taka kim the chefza. The chefza is mushbos, and therefore we apply the dinanasis in the slotso. And therefore, afra mutter. Rashi is mechadish. That achaz manisuro, you could also be mekayim a ma'isaj basa, a gam that the chefza is not mushbos, but that ma'isaj basa will not produce the heter hana through the din of nasis mitzvasa, because the din of nasis mitzvasa is only a din misad the chefza, not mishabka. This is the first half. But the bell's about to ring. But maybe one time we'll be Messiah. There's another mahalach, not in Rashi, but specifically in the Rambam and the Bir Hagra. Maybe if I have the time, or if you have the time, we'll discuss another time the Shitas HaRambam, because there's a difficulty in the Rambam. The Rambam Paschal is like the Chacham, I'll tell you the difficulty. You could be Ma'ayim before. The Rambam Paschal is like the Chacham, that Mefarah is all the Ruch, he doesn't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara in Tumura says that according to those who don't require Sreifa, you shouldn't burn it. Because if you burn it, people will make the mistake that the Efer is Mutter. Because they'll think that's not a Sreifa, not from Mutter. And even though the Ram Paskin is like the Chacham, the Ram Paskin is that you could burn Chomets. Well, if you burn Chomets, so then there'll be a Takola. Because people may be Menene from the Efer. This is a Kasha, the Mogin Avram, the top Memeyes. And there's a Mahalach of Adni Miluin in the Chuvas. And there's a Bir Hagra that says that even according to the Chachomim, the Ikud Din is Sreifa. And the Hetah Hanah would apply even according to the Chachomim. And there seems to be a stira in the Gra, how the Chachomim understand the requirement of Sreifa, the Din of Nasis Mitzvasa. But Enkan Mokom Laharich, Enkan Zman Laharich, I'm just being Mar Mokom Anilach, but today, I think that we did a good job at least to explain the Shita of Rashi, even though the Rambam and on the Gra may have a different mahalach in the Shita of the Chacham. Thank you.